This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
George and the Wham Boys talking it to you. Wake me up before you go. Mondays are always hard, aren't they, as they roll around. Jennifer Horn is here. Jay Kirshner is here. Mondays, Tuesdays, the hours that we have to get up, it's always, oh, we got to do that again. Yeah, let's jump to the occasion, though, right? How do you see yourself in the morning when you wake up before rough. You go? You see, is you're rough. Yeah, you look rough and you sound rough and you are rough. But think about it. It's a time for, if you get enough sleep, you go to bed, this is on you. If you can't get yourself into the sack to get enough rest so that you wake up feeling alive and excited about the day. And people have said to me over the years, because I've always been a morning person, they throw rocks at the radio because I was so excited and so much fun and so on it. Hey, at this hour of the morning, come on, stop it, would you please?
Don't you just jealous when people sound awake? I mean, yeah. True disclosure, like I can usually like summons my energy at will.
Yeah.
But I have noticed, like I don't know about you guys, but like some people say, oh, I get out of bed and I feel refreshed. I haven't gotten out of bed and felt refreshed since I think I was probably 8 years old. I don't know.
That's a good revelation.
Yeah. Don't you think? I mean, who are those people that say, oh, I just pounce right out of bed in the morning? Okay, come on.
Well, birds sing. It's like a Disney musical.
Right. Like Snow White's getting ready to come over or something.
That's one of the reasons people have been angry at me. I actually am like that. I've been getting up at 4 o'clock all my life between the farm and the radio stuff. So it doesn't really bother me, but it's much better if you can go to bed in a timely fashion so that when you wake up, you're at your best. Even though you can summon, we are professionals, so we summon most of the time. If I'm off my game, like I was a week ago when my daughter was in the car crash, Jennifer can always sense it. Jay's getting, it's a tone, it's whatever it is, that most of the time I can deflect. Sometimes I can't, because I am who I am. And I don't hide it on the radio. I don't hide my personality. I've always thought, whether it's coincidental or not, or whether it sounds good or it just fits, that people are interested in you for you. One of the things that survey after survey after survey suggest is the fact that people on the radio that are attractive are the people who are themselves, not the phony baloney stuff with the fake blonde bimbo laugh and all that other stuff that, you know, used to do that. When Imus was as popular as he wasn't popular because he had those guys in the room with him. And he wasn't popular because he was a good guy. He was popular because he was nasty. But it was him. Anyway, you know, and that's what you need, I think. And I say that about a lot of people that are on the air around the country on various radio stations and some of the folks who are syndicated. Like, you know, I've said this often, Sean Hannity, I would consider him to be a friend. I like him because he has a wonderful, he's just a great guy. But on the air, he's kind of a bully sometimes. And, it, you know, does it serve him well? Listen, he's the number one on the talkers most listened to personality. But then number two on the list is Dave Ramsey. And Ramsey is an entirely different animal, frankly. His whole shtick is not based on his personality, or I think it comes through. It's based on the help that he figures he's giving to people with the financial advice. But he's, you know, at the same time, he's building a huge business for himself. But there's, you know, there's still something about him that seems genuine. And you go through, I think, you know, Mark Levin, as far as that's concerned, I like him very much as a person. I don't like anything he does on the air. But I think that it comes across that these are his true beliefs. And what a lot of people don't know behind the scenes is that Mark Levin and Rush, I'm doing Inside Radio, and I don't know why I'm off on this tangent, so let me finish it, and then we'll go on to something else. Mark Levin runs some, Jennifer, you'd probably know, what is the, what's the organization that he runs that's for conservative beliefs? It's a newsletter or something that he does.
Oh, Mark Levin?
Yeah. Do you remember what that is?
Let me look it up.
I don't pay any attention to him. I just like him as a person. I just don't.
Well, he's on. I've met him several times. Mark Levin is the same on the air that he is off, for good or for bad.
Well,
he doesn't put on. That's for sure. It's
see, but I find him to be friendlier in person.
Oh, he is friendly. Yeah. But I think what's funny is, like, I've hosted events with him, and when you say something, he's a watchdog. If you say something in a way he doesn't like, or if he wants to twist it around, he'll tell you that 100%. Like, there's no no way that he just goes along to get along, where I think Sean Hannity goes along to get along sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Depending on the issue.
I don't see what he runs. Yeah. Actually, I just did a quick Google search.
It's some kind of reason I bring it up is because he fed Limbaugh. He and Rush were very close, and he used to feed Limbaugh a lot of his talking points. And that's where, you know, that's why you hear sometimes, if you wonder why it is that so many of these right-wing hosts say the same sort of stuff, most of it comes from Mark Levin. And that's why. And he's got some
smart guy.
He runs some sort of a 501c3, I think, too. He does research for, I don't know. But anyway, that isn't really what I was talking about. I was talking about the people who are as they are. And so I think that you need to be who you are in order to make this work. So if you're smart enough to know that you can't get up and feel excited about the day in the morning, then you better do afternoon radio as much as anything else. So, all right, anyway, I was wondering how you see yourself. Do you evaluate your being and who you are and what you do, and are you happy with it? And as I say that, I'm looking at some of the malappropriated events of the weekend, whether it's that stabbing in Sydney. See, we tend to think the news media has us convinced, or is trying to convince us, that we are the most violent country and we do horrible. Yeah, there are a lot of horrible
things.
We just
have easier access to bigger weapons.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is. Thank you. So
and
now
I think this is the perfect example. Like, when a lot, like, you know, if you're a Second Amendment person like I am, when people say, well, we're going to take away the guns and that stops the violence.
Well, who's
sadly,
that anyway?
When there are people who want to perpetrate violence, it can be a knife, like we saw over the weekend. It can be a car, can be a rock, can be whatever.
Bomb.
If there's if there's violent people, there are violent people.
Yep. And so that's what happened in Sydney over the weekend. Now, you mentioned rock. The rock that you're talking about is what happened to some of those ancient rock formations. Again, what makes people do this stuff? Somebody had there's always a camera, so somebody's watching these guys. Two visitors to the Lake Mead National Recreation Area captured on video destroying these ancient rock formations. And nobody knows who they are. And they're trying to figure out by looking at the video, but no faces are easily visible, so they can't really identify the suspects yet. But when you look at these pictures and you think, why? What motivates people to do stuff like that? That's what is it, you know, with you? And I don't know. I just think I'm off on that. I'm kind of off on that tangent because my most of you heard me talk about last week the accident, the bad accident my daughter was in. So I came out here just to make sure. I didn't want to wait another week because she wanted to see me, and she's my daughter, so she's my priority. So I got on the plane just to come out and see that she's okay, spend the afternoon with her. We talked about what happened. We talked about this girl that ran into her. We talked about them rattling their sabers, and they said they were going to sue, and the more information that they get about the accident, the less likely they are, apparently, to sue, and, you know, settling it, and how disturbing it is, and what accidents actually do in a general sense, what they do to change people's lives, or how they, it's just carelessness. This youngster that ran in, if you didn't hear me tell the story last week, Megan was on her way home from work. It was about 5 o'clock last Monday afternoon, and she comes across from the campus. She's a professor at UCLA, so she's on her way to, she lives over in a little beach town called, what is the beach now there? It's I always say Mar-a-Lago. It's not.
That'd be great.
No, it's what is it? Well, Mar Vista.
Vista Del Mar.
Next to Cold. Anyway, so the point is that she isn't. She's angry, but angry at the fact that it's taken so much of her time away from other things like raising her son. You know, it's just and going to the doctors and having her exam, and she's more badly bruised than I thought she was, because she kind of discounted it when she talked to me on the phone, even if I was talking to her on FaceTime. But she was pretty banged up, and psychologically she was as well, because the crash occurred. The crash hit the car and basically folded it into like an accordion at the point where Miles, my grandson, usually sits in the car. So, they, you know, that works around. But she's much better than, you know, she was on the phone a couple of times. But I just, the reason I bring it up is because all of that wasted time and energy because somebody was driving down the street being thoughtless, reading something on the text, you know, the interestingly enough, in the car that ran into Megan, the police went over and checked it out, and they found the thread of a conversation because the iPhone was in the second in the passenger seat of the car when the kid got out of it, and you could follow the thread of the conversation, which stopped when she ran into Megan. But she went clearly went through a red light. It's just that kind of stuff. And then the parents stick up for her. I understand parenting and understanding that you want to make sure that you're, you know, you want to protect your children. But what lesson are you teaching your children when you cover up or, you know, say, okay, we're going to sue her when it obviously wasn't her fault? And there are two kids that were in the car with this kid who ran away because they didn't want to be interviewed by the police. You know, that kind of stuff. It's just, I bring it up only because, again, I just wish people would be more careful in thinking about what, you know, how they drive. I'm off on a thing here. I was driving in New York State on Saturday, went to an auction, and on the way back it was raining and it was, you know, almost dark, and I was driving along about 60, 65 miles an hour. And this guy passed me like I was standing still. It was pouring rain, and he must have been doing 90. And he got to a point in the road where there was a bridge work being done, and he, you know, lost control of the car. Fortunately, there was nothing around, but that kind of stuff. You know, think about what you're doing when you're doing it, hopefully. All right, 18 after. This is Good Day.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Progressive presents Good News, Bad News, Dumb News, then Great News. Good news. A letter in your mailbox says you could save money bundling your home and auto insurance with Progressive. Bad news. You saw it after your teenager backed the car into the mailbox. Dumb news. A new mailbox, basically a box on a stick, costs up to $400. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and go with paperless mail instead. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Elizabeth Miller is here from Calitrin to talk about how you can look your best. If you get started now, you're motivated to do it. There are a lot of other benefits that go with it because of the ingredients. Just go through the ingredients with us.
So the number one ingredient is collagen protein. We've got several different types of collagen protein in our Calitrin, but it works to rebuild lean muscle tissue and rev up your metabolism. And that's how it works over time. It's also good for the joint pain. And when you're taking it at bedtime, like we do recommend, it also helps break down into glycine, which helps you sleep more soundly also. Now, we've also added the patented ingredient called prohydrolase, which is digestive enzymes that help your body break down that collagen protein to where you can utilize it to the maximum potential.
All right, let's talk for about 30 seconds about the special $10 off every bottle.
Discounts on every single month of Calitrin, so the more you need, the more you're going to save.
Check it all out at toploss.com. With the presence of Warren Eckstein, our pet's best friend, the pet show is something he's been hosting, I believe, Marconi started with radio in 1929 then.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
All right, here we are, 23 after the hour of the Good Day program. Jennifer, I apologize because nobody's had much to say. Jay and Jennifer in this half hour, because I've been talking about a couple of things that were near and dear to me. So, ladies, I apologize. I'm not sure I'm going to give up on that, because looking at the social media list, the names that are on the trending list, Hannah Waddingham is there, and I have this thing. I don't know, how would you describe it? I just think she's very sexy, very, very interesting lady. And
a lustful obsession.
I don't know about that. Not, it's not that bad, but
it's not that bad.
No, thank you, Jay. she was in the Olivier Awards. This is her. She sings and does all kinds of things in her acting. So this is her singing. Crank it up a little. Fall in love with that. Anyway.
Is she operatically trained? There's an opera sense to her voice.
Yeah. So anyway, on Sunday night, she confronted the theater-centric award show. She was there as the host, and she won an accolade for her work. Before the event got going, she shared her disdain after taking issue with a comment made by a photographer outside of the ceremony. Oh, quote, "Oh my God, you would never say that to a man."
What did he say? Do we know?
Well, there's audio of what he said, and the exchange back and forth is stuff I can't play on the air because of what she said to him. But it begins with a D and ends with a CK, referring to him. And she's, so this is all captured on video. Long the short of it, she has made a name for herself, and she'd been acting quite a long time before the Ted Lasso thing came around, but she has become a role model in England, and she's very, definitive in her thoughts. And not only did she talk about D, but she used the P word and the BS word when talking about this guy, and it was kind of fun. And so she just set up on, she set up on stage. There was something that went on, and she just said, F it. I think probably that's what I like about her. She's just kind of right there. She's like, it's right out there. She was, this is on the air on some Eurovision show. So anyway, the viewers in the UK get to see it. You know, what it brings up is how almost puritanical we are with what's on television here. You can't say any of these words. You know how in the award ceremonies that are live, they always kind of work hard to blank out what somebody may say, the award winners. Why are we so, what's part of the convert, you know, you can on cable now or on Sirius, when you listen to Howard Stern, he says things all the time that you could never say on commercial regulated radio and regulated TV. And why is that? What is the standard that we feel like we're living up to? Like nobody uses those words?
Well, what's the offensive? I mean, people find certain things offensive. I personally, I find like the what's considered a swear word, I don't find any of them offensive by any means. However, there are a number of words that would fly on TV and radio that are not censored or not considered to be swear words that I find highly offensive.
Like, what do you mean, just words? I don't like the word stupid, even though I use it from time to time. Lie is another word that I think is very, very offensive. You call somebody a liar, man, that's horrible. That's, I think that's worse than calling somebody anything else.
Unless it's true.
Yeah, well, that's true. Thank you, Jennifer.
That's just facts.
Yeah, right. All right, 28 after here on Good Day.
You are supply, and lately there's lots of demand. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. Before the pandemic, websites were offering to help you find a job. Back to the future, the help wanted sign is everywhere. So this may be a good time to ask for a raise. The boss will be all ears if you've taken on extra duties while the shop is shorthanded. Otherwise, test the waters. You will seem like quite the catch if you ask questions that demonstrate you've done your homework and if you seem eager to pitch in. And when it's time to talk turkey, let them bring it up and assume it's their opening bid. And this is when to ask about benefits, overtime, and other details. For instance, is there a place to park? How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Hey there, you in aisle two. I see you by the fiber and laxatives. You still using those to manage your constipation with belly pain? If your symptoms keep coming back, you may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. So you may need more than over-the-counter treatments to manage it. Ask your doctor about how Linzess can help you get ahead of it.
Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. More than 200 people rescued in Harris County, Texas as rivers flood. Residents being rescued on airboats from their homes. New developments out of the Middle East, where a deal to release Israeli hostages from Hamas captivity is still being negotiated in Egypt. Meanwhile, the Israeli cabinet voting to remove the Al Jazeera TV network from operating in Israel. Back here in the U.S., pro-Palestinian protesters interrupt the University of Michigan graduation ceremony the demonstrators removed on Saturday. President Biden speaking at the White House saying students have a right to protest but not to break the law. Biden scheduled to speak at the U.S. Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C. as Yom HaShoah, Holocaust Remembrance Day, begins, a week of events planned to educate this generation as to the atrocities the Nazis committed against Jews. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on,
and...
lady. Get a move
Goodness.
On. Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they make such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You're listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen. He knows when you've been naughty. He knows when you've been nice. Oh, no, that's another guy.
Great entrance from the great Dolly Parton from a movie that was a lot of fun, actually. 9 to 5. So we get started with this half hour of the Good Day program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner. We all have a smile in our voice this morning, and that's one of the things that I wanted to pass on from Dolly Parton. She said recently in an interview, if you see, she was talking to the fellow about what her life is like and why she's so happy all the time. And she said, that's just the way I grew up. That's just me. And so she said, I tell people, if you see somebody without a smile, give them yours, which is... Isn't that's so fabulous?
Phrase.
Think about that. You see somebody without a smile, give them yours. Yeah, yeah. So Dolly is on her library kick, the imagination library that she's been bringing around, a lot of the stuff that she's written, the experience she had inspired by her childhood. And so she's got copies of books that she's giving to libraries, including The Little Engine That Could, which she said was her favorite. I think that was one of my favorites, too. Nobody read to me when I was a kid, but I read this to my children. And it basically was inspired. It always, you know, you can always turn stories around that mean something to you to something that happened in your life. I remember one of the first articles that was ever written about me in one of the trades, Jennifer, and Jay, you're a little bit younger, but do you remember, and I forget the guy from San Diego who had his own conference, and he had Al Peterson.
Wrote, he's a great guy.
Yeah, he was a wonderful guy. He died way too young. He wrote a story about me once in Records and Radio. The headline was "The Little Show That Could," but that was like 30 years ago. And I've always thought about that and how it connects to the little engine that could. Anyway, so Dolly Parton's Imagination Library, which is a program that sends a free book to children under the age of 5 every month, inspired by her love of literacy and what she was around when she was younger. She says, "I want to stimulate young minds, their imaginations, and promote a love of reading." How can you go wrong with that?
Love that.
God bless her. Here's another story that I think makes you feel good. A story about a teenager who a couple of years ago was diagnosed with a very rare genetic condition. First person now in the world to be cured, thanks to a team of pioneering doctors. The 13-year-old is one of just 21 people in the world who have this disease called WILD syndrome, W-I-L-D, which impairs the cells in your body. It creates warts in your system, leading to infections. And so, I mean, you look at all of these potentially fatal diseases that just ruin. You have the worst of everything in your body. Basically, that's what this is. The lymphatic system doesn't work. Her mother said they spent her daughter's childhood running around trying to get into different hospitals. They were traveling all over the world to get treatment. But anyway, she's finally cured, so the doctors say. The lymphatic intervention that was done by a hospital in England. And so this is something. Imagine what the family feels like, you know, how thankful they are, and you know, especially because they said they tried everything, all kinds of things, dining, they went to China for some treatment. This woman is the doctor who came up with the cure is what is described as a interventional radiologist. And so, you know, you look at that stuff and you see how the human mind works. One of the reasons I brought this up is because we're so inundated with thought about AI and how it's going to be good in some ways and not good in other ways. And it reminds me of, there's a machine, if you watch Chicago Med, there's a machine called the 2.0 that becomes part of the storyline from time to time. And it's basically AI. The machine tells the doctors what to do in the operation, whatever operation it is. And so I was thinking about that when I looked at this story and how they used some AI to figure out what was wrong with this young lady and how to fix it. So God bless her. She's very, very fortunate. Now I come around to something else that I saw over the weekend, something that this is much more important for women, but it ought to be important for men as well. In this country, right now, the shortage of OBGYNs has reached an alarming number. There are, according to the American Medical Association, 5,000 positions, 5,000 doctors who need to fill these positions who would be OBGYN. So
can
I guess
you blame
I would,
them? I mean, like, if you had
I don't want to get too personal here, but
I mean, if you had to choice as to what you wanted to specialize in, let me just tell you, I don't know. Lady parts are rough. It's rough. Yeah.
So is that the reason that there's such a shortage of OBGYNs? Why is there, you know, when you look at it, part of it they're blaming on the government. There are 50,800 OBGYNs practicing in the U.S. right now. And in 2018, the government brought up the fact that they figured there was a shortage of about 3,000 of them. That's 2018. So now it hasn't changed any. Now it's up to 5,000, according to the Department of Health and Human Services. And, the aging physician workforce, I suppose, is one of the things that could be a problem. That's pretty much universal around the whole healthcare situation. There aren't younger people who are enthused about this. Is it because this is a supposedly the most difficult doctor female thing? I'm kind of lost in this because I don't have the experience that you might have with an OBGYN. Why is it so much more difficult to be an OBGYN than it is to be any other kind of doctor? You have any thoughts on that, either of the two of you?
That's a good question. Yeah. I don't know if it's the specialty itself. I personally have not had a hard time finding a good quality OBGYN that I can get into whenever necessary.
Hmm.
Yeah, well, I haven't struggled with that. I noticed that they're leaving my medical group and not being replaced, which I think is interesting. But and I know that, like, GPs, like your general practitioner, are now asking, should I give you a basic breast exam? Should I give you your basic gynecological exam, which I don't tend to like because I think that I know my family doctor, and they're just things that he can leave to the imagination since I have to see him at, like, cocktail parties and stuff. But, I don't know. I think that there's a lot of stuff that you have to deal with. I kind of say it in jest because I have this male gynecologist that I really loved, and there was one thing I went in for, and I was like, don't you wish you were a cardiologist? And we all kind of giggled because, you know, it's like there's terrible things that you have to do, I guess, but that's true in any specialty. I mean, it'd be the same thing for me, like a podiatrist who wants to deal with feet all day long, you know?
Smelly feet.
Right.
So anyway, the focus that I'm seeing here suggests that the problem is not necessarily with the work, the actual doctor work, but there apparently are significant differences in the mountains of paperwork that have to be done because there are problems with Medicare and Medicaid in the kind of reimbursements that are allowed or not allowed, and also lawsuits. Apparently there are more lawsuits filed against OBGYNs than any other medical practice.
And I think if you're a male doctor, which typically is actually my preference to go to a male gynecologist rather than a female one, you have to have someone in the room at all time because of the legal stuff. You don't want someone to say, oh, so-and-so did something inappropriate. So then you have the issue of having someone with you as like a nurse advocate. So, I can imagine. And especially the way the medical system does still have bias against women in many cases or women's conditions. It's probably true. It's probably harder to get paid.
So if you look at this physicians in malpractice report that I'm looking at, the average GYN around the country makes between $170,000 and $240,000 a year. The malpractice insurance premium is $145,000 a year.
Unreal.
For OBGYNs. That's the reason right there. You don't have to go any further than that. That's the problem. And how do you fix that problem? The insurance, they'll charge you because there's so many suits against OBGYNs. The insurance is can see how the wheel turns here. That's really the bottom line. So, if you look around American Medical Association, again, responsible for this research, trying to figure out how to get people to incentivize people, and they look at the stats and, when you look into it, you're going doing residency and stuff like that, and then you're deciding at that time what do you want to be as a doctor when you grow up. And the old OBGYNs will tell you don't do it because you'll never get ahead. The insurance will just kill you. So anyway, that's an explanation for that. Western Ukraine, this weekend, for the first time, men started swimming across the river into Romania because Ukraine has established a draft, and apparently younger Ukrainian men have seen what's happened to some of the older Ukrainian men. I thought when I first saw this was Russia, because the Russians have had all kinds of people defecting and going to Siberia, just disappearing, so they don't have to get involved in the war because so many of them have been killed. But this is a story that's from Ukraine. What the reality is of so much war and so much just horrible stuff going on. Now, here's something that some people will smile about, even though it's kind of sad And when I saw this, I just chuckled to myself. O.J. Simpson's will has been, the executor has been named, and this woman says in her first interview, she will make sure. She does everything she can to make sure that the Goldman family gets zero from O.J.'s estate.
So I think if there was a question about where O.J. is right now, I think we all know, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
But also, why did that even need to be said?
Because these people are disgusting. I'm sorry. I think that I saw this come out this weekend, and I thought, just shut up. Even if that's your intention, just shut up. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, how much more disgusting do these? Does this whole camp need to be? Ugh.
He's dead, but he's not dead. In a manner of speaking.
And that's, I think, what bothered me. Okay, fine. You get away with murder. Great. You go away. You don't write a book rubbing salt on the wounds of a family, if I did it, to enrich yourself with money that you're never going to give to this family that's hurting. It just sucks.
Well, originally, I remember this settlement was like $33 million, and they were trying to attach his NFL pension. And for some reason or other, they couldn't do it. Now, I've seen a lot of these cases around, and pretty much always you're going to attach something to get the money that is awarded to you. So either O.J. had fabulous lawyers, whatever else, you know, and you saw the people. I think I remember reading once that, who was Johnny Cochran? I was trying to think of the. He was never really paid for representing O.J. because O.J. made a deal with him. You're going to become very famous, and so it'll be good for your business, and so I'm not going to pay you. All right, let's get to 12 before the hour on Good Day.
To my newborn baby boy, the day you arrived was one of the happiest days of my life. Right up there with the day I bought my RV from that guy on the internet and insured it with Progressive. What a deal. Just know, son, I'll always be here for you. And by here, I mean in the middle of absolutely nowhere, in my RV.
Protect your baby with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I got to change the oil in my car.
Right now, get 5 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $36.99.
Get in zone.
What do I do with my old oil?
We can recycle your used oil for free.
Get in zone.
And do you have oil for my old work truck?
You can find the right high mileage oil to help it go farther right here at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour Foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Now 53 after the hour, Monday's Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with Nick Miles from rautoexpert.com, here to talk about our love or lack of love for electric cars. I'm going to tell you a story that sort of relates to all of this, Nick. My daughter lives here in Los Angeles, and she was coming home from work last Monday afternoon about 5 o'clock and was crossing Wilshire Boulevard and got T-boned by a 19-year-old driver who was on her iPhone, didn't see the red light, and just went right through it at about 45, 50 miles an hour. So it destroyed. Megan loves to drive diesel vehicles with gearboxes. I think I've told you this before. It's kind of a tease.
Well done, Doug, by the way.
I mean, she's happy to tell the police officer. When Megan got out of the car, she was shaken. She's had a lot of internal injuries and stuff. But the police officer was able to at least move the car, even though the rear axle was gone. He moved it, and he got out of the car, and he looked at Megan and said, something to the effect of, good going, girl, driving a 5-speed, huh?
Yeah.
So they're looking around. I came out just for the day to see how she was doing because I'm her father and I want to know she's okay. So we spent the afternoon talking about how she felt and what went on in the accident, that sort of thing, the airbags coming up and the whole deal. And then we were looking at cars, and the car that she was in, which was rare, there's another one exactly like it at a dealership north of Los Angeles, about 40 miles. It's a 5-speed with a diesel engine, a couple of years newer than the one that they had, in the same color. So we were just laughing, and I think they're giving serious consideration to getting another one of those because it was so well-built. How do you, let's say you were driving across that intersection in one of these little those smart cars, something that doesn't have any sustenance to it, and you get hit broadsided, you'd be dead in those things.
Yeah. So there's this famous British scientist called Newton, and he talks about the laws of gravity, and they still apply today.
Exactly. Yep. Yeah. They were looking. This is the last thing. They've been looking at Audis and Volkswagens,
and realizing that they're pretty much the same car, only the Volkswagen is $10,000 less than the Audi.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's interesting to see. But they wanted to do, at first they wanted to do electric, and then they thought, I sort of coached them into thinking, well, maybe that's not such a practical thing to do. And then they're talking about hybrids, and because my son has a hybrid car, and they kind of like that idea. And you've got some stats today about electric versus hybrid that are sort of interesting. You want to go through them?
Yeah. So, you know, this big debate has been going on in America for a while, but hybrid sales actually increased 43% in January to March this year, which I think is, it shows that Americans are kind of working out that maybe electric isn't going to be the predominant fuel source for North America. 2.7% is for the same quarter is what electrics increased by. So, you know, the year before, electrics were up, you know, incredible amount by I think about 47%, and now we are seeing the sort of shift to hybrids. And companies who predominantly make gas vehicles and hybrids are the ones winning. I mean, Toyota up 74%,
wow,
in sales. So it's interesting to see. You know, overall, Toyota rose by, and that was, you know, Toyota actually rose by 20% when you take everything into effect. And they're the ones that are saying they have this 1-6-90 rule. One electric equals six plug-in hybrids equals 90 hybrids for the minerals, and 90 hybrids actually do better for the environment than the one electric. So makes a lot more sense to think that, you know, you can save on fuel, you can use a hybrid, and you don't really notice the difference.
So I thought it was interesting looking at this report that Ford is going to offer hybrid versions in every single model of truck and or car. Now, I wonder if that'll apply to the bigger trucks that they have, like the F-600, the F-700. Which
that's interesting. You know, the F-150, they call it Power Boost, the plug-in hybrid truck. It's actually my favorite F-150 because you can run the generator in the back. It has pro power on board, and if your lights go out in your house, this happened in Dallas a couple of years ago when they had the big freeze. People were running their houses off of the truck. They were basically plugging the truck into their house, and the onboard generator. You don't need to spend the $30,000 and have an exterior generator. You can plug the truck into the house, and then it goes with you. I love that idea.
I drove one of them for a while this past year, and it was really quite. That was the thing that attracted my attention. I just kind of plug into the truck, and that's the end of the problem if you don't have electricity. So that's
American consumers rule.
There you go. All right. No, you rule. Nick rules. Nick Miles from rautoexpert.com here at Good Day, 59 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.